Bokhish Yerushalmi corresponding to Bokhish Bavli, Daf Nun Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Dalet on the Dalet at the Mishnah. Alazikim, Alazois, Valadvokim, Valavamim, Valavukris, Hu Oime, Bokh Shikoichoi, Mole Oilam. The Mishnah says one on shooting stars, earthquakes, lightning, thunder, and wind, one says the blessing, blessed is you whose might fills the world. Alahoim, Balagois, Alayomim, Balanois, Alamidbois, who aim above Aisha Master Gracious. On mountains, hills, seas, rivers, and wildernesses, he says, blessed is he who makes Master Gracious, the creation. Rabbi Yehuda, Aime, Aroye, Esayam Agadol, Aime, Bok, Shas, Esayam Agadol, Bizman, Chiroye, Avakim. Rabbi says, if one sees the great ocean, he says, blessed is he who made the great ocean. That's if he sees it sporadically. Alagashomim, Balabasuris Tobos, who aim above Hatoba Mativ. On rain and good tidings, one says the blessing Baruch Atov v'Hametiv. Alashmois Arois Hu'ayme Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. On bad tidings, one says Baruch Dayan Ha'emes. The Gemara says Tani Bakapar Masriim Alazois. Bakapar says in the Baisa, we are Masriya, which means blow the shofar to rouse people to tefillah due to earthquakes. Shmuel Amar Ein in Avar Hein Zika B'Kasil Machriv Ha'elam. Shmuel said if a shooting star would pass through the constellation of Kasil, it would destroy the world. Mitivan the Shmuel Ba'anan Chamin Le'Avar. The question against Shmuel is that we see that it passes through and the world still exists. Amalain Leis Efshar Oile Elmina Oile Ramina. Shmuel answers, it's impossible that it's not above or below it. Shmuel Amar Chakim Ana Veshkake Shmaya Keshkake Nardai Kalti. Ba Min Hahein Zika Leis Anayada Mahu. Shmuel says, I know the market, I mean the trajectories of heavenly constellations in Shemayim, like I know the markets of Nardai, my city, except for shooting stars. I don't know what are their trajectories. V'chei Shmuel Ola l'Shemayim. Did Shmuel ascend to Shemayim? How does he know them? Ela al shem mi saper shchokim b'chochma. The answer is it's due to the Pasuk in Iyos Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Lamed Zayin, who charged the skies with wisdom. It means he understood it through chochma. Elio, the Chorin Lebach Hashal, Rabbi Nurai, Mifleima, Boim, Dois Lailam. Elio Navi asked Rabbi Nurai, why do earthquakes come to the world? Amaleba Oven Trimma Umasus. Rabbi Nurai answered, it's due to the sin of not giving Trimmas and Mises. Kosovechad Oimer, Tomid Ene Hashem Alekecha Bo, Kosovechad Oimer, Amabit, La Oret, Vatir Ad Yiga, Bawam Yeshanu, Haketzad, Yiskai Mushne, Ksum Halalu. We point out a contradiction. One verse says, and that's in Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis, constantly the eyes of Hashem, your God, are on it, on the land of Israel, to bless Eretz Yisrael. And another pasuk says, and that's in Tehillim Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed Beis, he looks to the land and it shakes, he touches the mountains and they become smoky. How can we resolve these two verses? V'shash Yisrael Oysim Mosan Hashem Mokim Umitzim Masri Seyim Ketikunam Tomei Dinei Hashem Alekecha Bo Bereshit Hashana Ve'Alach V'Shana Ve'Eina Nizokes Klum. The resolution is when Yisrael do Hashem's will and separate their masses properly, the eyes of Hashem are constantly on it from the beginning of the year until the end of the year and they are not damaged at all. V'shash She'ein Yisrael Oysim Mosan Hashem Mokim Ve'Eina Maitziyim Masri Seyim Ketikunam Hamarit Laoit Matirad. When Yisrael do not do Hashem's will, and they do not separate their masses properly, then we have the fulfillment of the pasuk that Hashem looks down to the land and it shakes. Amalei, Michayecha kachi tzvor de milsa, aval kach ikor shadova, ela v'shasha kodesh boruch hu mabit uvati, tzatriyos uvati, karkosiyos, yoichvois, betach, v'shanon, v'shalva, v'veich mikdoshi chorav, hu apiloin, lo'ilom u'lachrivoi. And Eliyahu gave a different answer, my son, I swear by your life that that is the most logical reason for the matter. However, in truth, the main reason is that when Hashem looks at the theatres and drinking houses that are sitting serenely and his base is destroyed, he wants to destroy his world. And the earthquake reveals he has such a desire. We learn it from the Pasuk, he surely roars about his dwelling place due to his dwelling place. Ata Viradavta Eroha Al Dava Shayna Shilcha, Hayecha Shani Mzaze Oilami Al Oisa Ish. Nevacha gave a third answer, why are there earthquakes? It's due to the Avera of homosexuality. Hashem says, you moved your Ava on something that is not yours. I swear in your life, or agitate my world on or due to that man.
רבון אמר בפני המחלויקס, ונפתם גי הוואי כי יגיע גי הווים אל הצל. The fourth answer is from the Rabbanon, why the earthquake is due to feuding. And he quotes in the Pasuk in Zechariah Yudala Pasuk Hey, and you shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach Azal. Pasuk then continues, and you shall flee as you fled because of the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, the king of Yehuda, when he contested the Kohuna. Amr Shmuel, Ein Rash Ela Hesek Malchus, Madat Amal, Vatira Sha'aretz Etechel, Bifnei Ma, Ki Kama Al Bavel Machshoyt Hashem. Shmuel rejects that and says, Ra'ash refers to the end of a kingdom and not earthquakes, as it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah Pergnun Aleph, Pasuk Choftes, and the earth quaked and was in pain. And why is this? Because the plans of Hashem rose upon Babel that he decided to destroy it. Eliyahu, Zechon Lebacha Shalom Benuai, Bechimah Bar Kodesh Baruchu, Shkatzim Vermasim Ba'ilamu. Eliyahu Navi asked Benuai, why did Hashem create vermin in his world? Amalai L'Tzorich Nevu B'Shah Shabiris Choytim Hu Mabit Bahem V'Amar Ma Eilu She'ein Bahem Tzorich Harayani Mekaimam Eilu She'esh Bahem Tzorich L'Kol Shekein. Rav Nehemiah gave an answer, they were created for a need. When people sin, he looks at the vermin and says, there's no need for these, and I sustain them. These people, that there is a need for them, all the more so I will sustain them. Amalai Oid Hein Yesh Bahem Tzorich Zvuv L'Tzira Fishbish L'Alukta Nachash L'Chatzotis Shavlon L'Chavios Samimis L'Akrav. And a second answer, and the answer is rejected by Leonovi. He said that there is a need for them. A fly is for curing a sting of a wasp. A bedbug is for driving away a leech. A snake is for boils. A worm is for a sore on the back of the hand or the foot. And a spider is for curing a sting of a scorpion.